This is KCUR 89.3. There's a new federal mandate that has truckers electronically tracking the number of hours they're on the road. While it's meant to make highways safer, livestock haulers say it could put animals at risk and lead to more expensive meat. For Harvest Public Media, Ben Kiebrick breaks down the issue.
Six steer is going to 663.
Austin Streckvis is loading around 80 cattle onto a truck after a livestock auction in Dodge City, Kansas. He'll be taking them to Meade, Kansas, 45 miles away. Livestock haulers like Streckvis have a temporary exemption from the new law that requires electronic logging devices, or ELDs, to be installed in semis. The ELDs record when a truck is driven, replacing fudgeable paper records and holding truckers to their hours of service, limiting the overall workday and the time spent behind the wheel. If Streckvis had an ELD in his truck today, his clock would have started when he drove his truck to the sale barn hours ago and would have been ticking as he sat around waiting for the auction to end.
It's going to definitely put a halt on a lot of things. It's going to make the industry tough to deal with.
What an ELD does, if that driver's 4 hours away from his destination and he's got 3 hours and 20 minutes left on his countdown clock that's right there on his dash, what's he going to do? He's going to take maybe chances he shouldn't take to make that delivery so he's not stuck for 10 hours 20 miles away.
That's Streckvis's boss, Steve Hilker. He says ELDs will limit livestock haulers' flexibility.
There's never been any consideration that we haul a living, breathing commodity. When a driver reaches his maximum hours on duty, he has to stop for 10 hours unbroken. All right, well, what are we doing with these cattle, hogs, bees, fish? Well, what are we going to do with them?
Hooker says there aren't places to unload animals while drivers rest, which is especially important if it's hot out. And even if there were, the sites would have to be kept clean so they wouldn't spread disease. Plus, research has shown that loading and unloading is extremely stressful on animals, not to mention a lot of work. There's a national debate going on about these ELDs. Truckers who are opposed have a Facebook group with over 23,000 members, and Republican Representative Brian Babin of Texas mentioned the social media movement on the U.S. House floor late last year.
Millions of American truckers are pleading 24/7 for relief from this mandate using the hashtag ELDOrMe.
But the U.S. Department of Transportation estimates ELDs could prevent 1,500 crashes and 22 deaths each year. And Sean McNally with the American Trucking Association, which represents the interests of mostly larger trucking companies, says ELDs are going to make the industry more efficient.
What we hear from our members is when they made the transition from paper to electronic, they had pushback from their drivers. Their drivers like, I don't want that in my truck. Once they were required to, the attitude flips 180 degrees. If you can't take that away from me, I refuse to go back to paper logs.
Aside from possibly having to follow the 11-hour driving limit and 14-hour workdays like the rest of truckers, Hilker in Kansas said that there would be other concerns for livestock haulers.
It's going to take more equipment to move the same number of livestock. It'll take more people. We're already woefully short on qualified drivers. Can't find them.
That means higher transportation costs. Dwayne Hund, a cattle rancher and director of the Farm Analyst Program at Kansas State University, says he'd have to hire a second driver to take over halfway through a delivery.
That's probably going to cost us at least another $500 per load. You're taking potentially 10% of the profit.
And ag economists say some of that extra cost will be passed on to consumers in the form of more expensive meat at the grocery store. The livestock industry has asked the Federal Department of Transportation to consider its unique needs, and quickly, because its temporary exemption is only good until March 18th. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Ben Kiebrick.
Support for Harvest Public Media comes from this station and from the Center for Great Plains Studies at the University of Nebraska, host of April's Conservation and Tourism Conference, Plain Safaris in Kearney, Nebraska. Learn how tourism can save our natural environment and help communities grow. More at go.unl.edu/tourism.
Harvest Public Media, which is based here at KCUR 89.3, reports on farm and food issues in collaboration with public media stations across the Midwest. For more information, go to harvestpublicmedia.org.